Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Michael Lombardi with The Athletic has a lot of experience in this sort of thing. 30 years nearly in front offices with the NFL. Three Super Bowl rings that he can put on his fingers at any given time. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Michael Lombardi, thank you for some time. How are you?
Hi, Mike.
I'm doing great. Thank you, guys. Good to be here.
Hey, appreciate you coming on. Yeah, you're very critical on the Packer hire. Let's go back to something you said, though, in the article. Even when they released the previous coach, Mike McCarthy, during the season, you thought the Bucs did him wrong. Not the Bucs. The Packers did him.
See,
we've been talking so much Bucs on this show.
Yeah.
You want to talk hoops? Let's talk hoops. I mean, we could talk that too.
Yeah. We get criticized sometimes. We don't talk enough, even though we talk like 3 hours of it of our 4-hour show. But was the Packers did McCarthy wrong there by firing him during the season?
You know, I think, look, the guy, there's a street in Green Bay named after him. You know, whatever Packer fans think of Mike McCarthy, he did win a title for the team. One of the few Packer coaches with Holmgren and Lombardi to have won Super Bowls there. And so there is a certain amount of respect. And I get if you feel like you have to rush to get to the next coach or start the interview process. But to me, I thought it was a power trip by Mark Murphy. I think Mark Murphy, as from my viewpoint, watching Packer history, look, I grew up a Packer fan. My last name's Lombardi. I'm not related. But when I saw this guy on television who looked like somebody in my family's Sunday dinners, I'm like, okay, that's what I want to do for the rest of my life. And, you know, I've studied Packer history, and the president of the Packers has never been on a power trip until Mark Murphy became the president. It's always been seen but never heard. I mean, you can remember the stories of Coach Lombardi telling the Packer brass to stay out of the way. I'm running the football team, and they listened. And that's no longer the change. And I think this firing of Mike during the season let everybody know that Murphy was in charge, you know, that he's going to run the team. He's going to become the Al Davis of the team because he essentially is the owner of the team. He can do whatever he wants to do. And if there would have been anybody with compassion and understanding of history and what Mike did for the team, you would have waited to the end of the year to fire him and then go a part of it. So for me, I thought it was distasteful. I thought it was a power trip by Murphy. And I think Murphy has been on a power trip since the day he got in there when he splintered the position of general manager after Ted Thompson left and took the power away.
Mark Murphy has been somebody who is getting a lot of there's a lot of phone calls, Michael, that come in, and none of them are very positive about Mark Murphy because he has sort of made himself a face of this organization. I think the best example of that, even in the Matt LaFleur era, is when Matt LaFleur was introduced as the head coach. Every radio station in the state, every TV station in the state, okay, stop whatever they were doing to bring you this press conference because we want to hear from the first new Packers coach in 13 years. And Mark Murphy goes on for 15 minutes just spitballing, really, like he's a, you know, Catskills comedian for a while, drops a swear word. Everyone in their control rooms is like scrambling. The Packers ownership structure is so unique in the NFL that I think this time might be the first real time we think maybe this sort of ownership thing where there is no true owner and there's a guy in charge, maybe this is a problem because Mark Murphy really, it seems to us, like he's got unchecked power.
No, it's not unchecked power. He has it all. I mean, look, by the hiring of Matt LaFleur, look, if you had all the power and you want everybody to come towards you, then hire inexperienced people. Don't hire people who are going to challenge your authority or challenge your knowledge. So you hire inexperienced people to run the job. Look, I have nothing against Matt LaFleur, and maybe Matt LaFleur will prove me wrong in terms of becoming a head coach, but there's nothing based on the Tennessee Titan tape that you watched last year that you thought, wow, that's really creative. That's going to be unique in what they do. And, you know, Matt LaFleur is going to come in and handle this in a way to where you say, ooh, that's impressive. I think... You know, what often I think is missed in Green Bay, and I think the people of the great state of Wisconsin understand it more than perhaps Mark Murphy does, is there has to be a team that fits in the environment. And I don't see that team. I see a team that went indoors too much. I see a West Coast offense team that was needed perfect conditions and wanted to play in those elements, was 1-7 on the road. I thought this team was screaming for toughness. I thought this team was screaming for somebody who had experience, especially in the window of where Aaron Rodgers is in his career, somebody who understood what it takes to build a championship team. Too often we lose sight of what's good. We confuse it for what's great. And I think that that's really the issue we're talking about in Green Bay. And I thought that they missed it. Look, the Packers have a tough, unique situation because of the weather, because of where they play. You lose certain amounts of elements in December and January in terms of preparing your team and developing your team. You've got to have a condition to handle that. And I'm not sure that you can do that just by hiring an offensive coach. I'm not sure any offensive coach is always going to be able to do that. Now, look, Mike won a Super Bowl with Brett Favre, and certainly Mike won another Super Bowl with Mike Holmgren, and then Mike McCarthy won one with Aaron Rodgers. But I think this team was screaming for a tougher-minded team, and I don't think they addressed those issues.
Who would have been the guy then?
Well, I would have gone to experience. I mean, look, I think if you want to hire somebody of the Matt LaFleur, of, let's say you want the Sean McVay tree, go hire Mike Shanahan. Go hire Mike Shanahan and let Mike Shanahan come in for a couple years and see what he can do with Aaron Rodgers and rebuild this defensive team and do that. You know, Don Martindale, the defensive coordinator of the Baltimore Ravens, would have been my first choice because Baltimore would have, you know, he proved that he can coach defense. And I think sometimes we overlook this. You know, the two best coaches in the Super Bowl, fellas, were the two guys that qualify for senior citizen discounts at their local movie theater, Bill Belichick and Wade Phillips. Let's not confuse experience. I mean, there's a wonderful book by Chip Conley called Wisdom at Work where he talks about experience matters. It does. Experience matters. I mean, Matt LaFleur was 0-10 on third down against the Baltimore Ravens. That was Don Martindale's defense he went against. 0-10, couldn't convert a third down in the game, got shut out. And you hired the offensive coordinator and didn't interview the defensive coordinator? Something's wrong.
Talking with Michael Lombardi, you can read his work now, including the latest piece talking about the new head coaches in the league at The Athletic. Again, nearly 30 years of front office experience, 3 Super Bowl rings to his name. With this Matt LaFleur hiring, I do wonder how much of it is for Aaron Rodgers, but also the post-Aaron Rodgers career, because you are coaching 53 guys, even though Aaron Rodgers is like the guy I think that should have been driving the hire, at least get a coach in here that can get the most out of him. Do you look at Matt LaFleur as having a year or two to turn this around, or do you look at the Packers sort of, without telling anybody, rebuilding before our eyes?
Well, look, I will say this. If Matt LaFleur doesn't demonstrate quickly that he's the right guy, that he's going to be on Mark Murphy. Because one thing, when you take all the power and you move from the background to the front ground, you now have stuck your neck out there, and the power is going to be right in front of you. So you better be right with this hire. You don't get too many chances at this, so you better be right. And you say, you know, you got to coach all 53. Look, I couldn't agree more. But Matt LaFleur is not walking into Mike Pettine's meeting and telling him he wants to run more zone dogs and stop overloaded pressures to the left and automatic blitz coverages. I don't think Matt LaFleur is doing that. No chance. Matt LaFleur has enough experience to walk in there and do that. You know, he's never been a head coach before. He's not going to go in there and say, look, this is the way I want to set up the game plan. If you would spend a week, read my book, Gridiron Genius. Just read the chapter on the Baltimore Ravens and see what the greatest coach of all time does during the week of his games. And then you tell me who's really a head coach in the NFL. There's very few of them. Belichick knows everything that's going on. When they called that blitz in the Super Bowl that basically Jared Goff threw the interception, that was all predetermined by the call sheet, by what Belichick wanted to do. Brian Flores is a really good young defensive coach. He executed the plan that was put into place. But in terms of playing complementary football and running the game, you know, that comes from the head coach's chair. That's set up during the week in practice, and I just don't see it. We've entered into a subcontractor era in the NFL, and it's really taken away the authority of the head coach because most people and most teams are like Mark Murphy. They want to see some of the power. So how do you get the power? How do you create the power? You subcontract everything out, and everybody has to report to you. It's a classic Al Davis maneuver. I know for a fact because I've worked 10 years for Al Davis. Look, I understand it better than anybody. I lived it.
What McCarthy couldn't get out of these guys, and he got fired after the loss to Arizona. Just curious, what would you think Belichick would have got out of these guys this year if he was the coach of the team?
Well, it would have been a completely different team. Look, I think Belichick is so much. The day Bill Belichick walked into the Cleveland organization in 1991, he made it very clear that we played in Cleveland, Ohio, that we were going to have to win games in bad weather. Because the games that matter the most in November, December, and January, we were going to have to dominate. Our team was going to have to be mentally and physically tough. So I think Belichick would have started with that pretense, and he would have had that condition, and they would have been more of a two-back team, just like they are in New England. I think the team that you see offensively in New England, with a great quarterback in Tom Brady, the ability to play both right and left-handed, to be able to run the football, they're one of the few teams in the NFL that run 21 personnel, two backs, one tight end, and utilize a fullback, and utilize their offensive line skill set and power the game. Look, they would have been completely different on defense. They would have been balanced on defense. They would have been more defensive line. There would have been less try to fill in the gaps. I see when I watch the Packers, I always think of Curly in the boat, Curly from the Three Stooges. You know, when Curly is in a rowboat with Moe and Larry, there's a hole springs up in the boat, and Curly has the bright idea that he's going to drill another hole to let the water from the one hole out, right?
Yeah.
So all they're doing is creating another problem by masking the first problem, and I see that with the Packer defense. That's always been the case, whether it's been because of injuries or because of lack of true personnel vernacular in terms of Ted just wanted to always utilize the draft. Ted didn't care about other ways of improving the team. Now, I think Brian Gutekunst, I think you got to give him a chance. He's a young guy. You know, let him build the team and see what he does. He seems like he wants to explore all avenues of player personnel, which I think is vital to having success. But this team would have looked a lot different. It would have been tougher-minded. It would have been more balanced in terms of offense. And as great a quarterback as Aaron Rodgers is, they would have highlighted his skill set in terms of what he can do and wouldn't have been as just generic as it was.
Michael Lombardi joining us, Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Despite all the problems, despite all the concerns, you look at, and it's just the Vegas odds, but the Packers are still like one of the top 8-10 teams, and you got to think that's because of Aaron Rodgers. For everything to go right, how likely is it that we are talking at least even NFC Championship for the Green Bay Packers? What needs to go right, and how likely is that for us to see that? Because it seems like you're not very confident that could happen.
Well, no, look, I think there's no greater player than Aaron Rodgers. I mean, he's the deodorant that's hit all the sins in Green Bay. I mean, let's be real honest here. I mean, you know, we saw when Aaron wasn't there what the record was. Okay, that's the true indication of your team. You know, as Al Davis used to say, why don't you just put that guy on my team? You know, put Aaron Rodgers on somebody else's team and tell me what they're going to do, right? But when he's not there, you got to evaluate your team. Look, I think it's a challenge. I mean, Chicago's much better. I'm not in love with Mitchell Trubisky as most Chicago Bear fans are. You know, I think that he's the equalizer in terms of as good as they are on defense and what they could be offensively. I think he'll give you a chance. I think the Minnesota Vikings with Gary Kubiak now running the offense with Kevin Stefanski, I think they'll be much better. And I think the defense will be better. I think last year their defense wasn't anywhere near what Mike Zimmer needed and wanted from his defense. So I think those two teams, and I think Philadelphia is going to be better. The Rams are always going to be better. But the Rams have a unique situation as they better make damn sure that Jared Goff is playing in Hollywood and not in Green Bay in the playoff time, because we know he doesn't play well in cold weather. So then it leads you to the Packers. That leads you to the Cowboys. I think there's a lot of good teams in the NFC. There's no walk in the park. They're going to have to play better defensively. They're going to need a really good offseason, and they're going to have to be able to handle that. And LaFleur is going to have to handle some of the challenges that come across his desk that he's never seen or heard before.
He's on Twitter at MLombardiNFL. You can find his book, Gridiron Genius, and you can also read his work at The Athletic. Michael, we appreciate it. Thanks for a few minutes, and we'll try to connect with you down the line.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate your time. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Mike.
Michael Lombardi joining us on the Great Midwest Bank.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.